bless you.
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
Welcome to The Pilgrim's Joy, a devotional inspired by Christian Inns. Please listen, be blessed, and share with others. And now our host, Owufemi Oguntoko.
Good morning, and thank you all for joining us once again. During our Lord's earthly ministry, there is a message that he made most clear and plain. It is this, that he, our Lord Jesus Christ, will not chase away anyone who comes to him, no matter how sinful that person may be. More than that, that he will even seek out the sinful ones and wash them and make them whole. So, in Matthew 9:13, Jesus said, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." This same message is recorded in Mark 2:17, where our Lord said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And in Luke 15:2-7, we read of the parable of the lost sheep, where we learn of heaven's exceptional interest in seeking out the sinful and the lost. In that parable, the shepherd, when he found the lost sheep, joyfully put it on his shoulders and carried the sheep home. He called his friends to join him in celebrating the homecoming. Dear Pilgrim, there is no other message that the Holy Spirit wishes to make more clear and plain to us and our world than this. Christ receives sinful men.
Sinners, Jesus will receive.
Yes, sinners, Jesus will receive. Let us sound this word of grace to all. To all who the heavenly pathway leave. To all who linger. To all who fall. And yes, let's sing it over. And sing it over again, that Christ receiveth sinful men. Let's make the message clear and plain, saying Christ receiveth sinful men. So, as ambassadors of Christ, this is the word of grace that we must sound to all. Our duty is not only to condemn sin, but also to carry the message to sinners. The message that Christ will receive the sinner who comes to him. And there is a message in this for us who are already in Christ as well. There is a message in this for us as well. For if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. The message for us is this. Christ will receive us and restore us whenever we confess and repent of our sins. 1 John 1:9. The same loving Christ who brought the sinful tax collectors into the fold of faith in Matthew 9 is the same Christ who restored Peter even after Peter had denied him three times. In John 6:37, our Lord said, "Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. I will never drive away." So let's relay this message to the world around us. And let us be reminded of it as well. Let us relay the message to the world and let's be reminded of it as well. Anytime the guilt of sin overwhelms us, let us go on our knees, let us confess, let us repent, let us ask for grace. Christ has made atonement for sin, and we must not neglect so great a salvation. We must sound this word of grace to all. And we must walk in the confidence of those who are no longer condemned. We must walk in the confidence of those who can boldly approach the throne of mercy.
Now my heart condemns me not.
Pure before the law I stand. For he who cleansed me from all spot satisfied his last demand. So let us sing it over and sing it over again.
Christ received,
that Christ received sinful men. Let's make the message clear and plain. That Christ received sinful men. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, the sacrifice that has atoned for all of our sins. Please burden our hearts to take this message to the world around us and keep this message in our hearts so that the guilt of sin will no longer oppress us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now my heart condemns me not.
Please share the blessings of this podcast with others.
This is a production of the Gospel Bells Radio, an internet radio station with a mission to engage the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. For more about our ministry, please visit www.gospelbellsradio.com. For the best listening experience to our children programs, please download the SoundCloud application. Search for Gospel Bells Radio and follow us. To receive links to our programs directly on your phone, you send a message on WhatsApp to 234-8033-313632. Our handle on Twitter is @TheGospelBellsRadio. Bless you.
Thank you for
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.